This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You know who this is, your girl Yannick Taylor, aka Priestess. I am here, still carrying on the conversation. However, your girl is in recovery from facial feminization surgery. And so some of my speech is going to be a little different. But until I'm able to make a full return where y'all can see my pretty face on all of my social media outlets, I'm going to be reading Reddit stories. This is just one part of the entertainment for you all. And with these Reddit stories, I will be doing them episodically, basically doing episodes of these Reddit stories so that y'all can keep up with them. And of course, I'm still going to bring great and excellent conversations to you all. I have some great things in the works. But baby, once this recovery is where I need it to be, your girl's gonna be back in full effect. So without further ado, let's jump into some Reddit stories from the Am I the Asshole Reddit? Because the tea is about to fly. Hit that music. First Reddit story. Am I the asshole for telling our mutual friends the reason I adopted a cat? I, 28 female, recently agreed to foster a cat who I was told had massive behavior issues and was going to be taken to an animal shelter if I didn't agree. I expected spitting, hissing, biting, not litter box trained, etc. The cat arrived with nothing to her name. The cat is 5 years old. No box, bowls, toys, food, nothing but a flea collar that was clearly months old and too tight. Aw, big ups to this Reddit user for adopting this cat. The cat was absolutely filthy. Ex-owner told me they couldn't provide money at the time for me to set the cat up. And I allowed it as I'd been told they were in a nasty financial position. That was sweet of you. That was real sweet of you. You're a saint, honey. We agreed to keep a tab of vet bills, food bills to be paid. As they are leaving, she mentions the case of White Claws she stopped to pick up on the way. I was gobsmacked. I set about getting what the cat needed and began to try to gauge its behavior. Turns out this animal is the sweetest, smartest, kindest being I've ever had the pleasure to know. Took the cat to the vet, and cat is incredibly ill and underweight due to neglect. Number one, I'm going to put a pin right there. So basically the person that gave her this cat and I get it, financial situations happen to where you may not be able to take care of your pet. So you would have someone to take care of them until you can get back on your feet. That's sweet of you, sweetie. Let's get back to the story. Got her medical shampoo for her skin, antibiotics for the massive infection she has, and then called her ex-owner and told her to send me her microchip details as I would be keeping the cat. She says that's fine. Cat was never chipped anyway. Doesn't pay anything but $40 of the bills. 2 days later, turns up at her job with hair and nails done. Exactly as I thought. So I'm looking at the fact that the original owner of the cat drops off White Claws when you could have used that money that you got the White Claws with and at least have gotten some things for the cat. Even if you had to go to Walmart or the dollar store somewhere cheap, honey. And then, chica, doesn't pay anything but $40 of the bills, and then turns up with her hair and nails done. Now, I understand you want to look a certain way for work, but baby, there are ways that you can do your hair and do your nails without spending a grip. But that's none of my business. That ain't my ministry nor my problem. I'm here to read this Reddit story. I sat on it for 6 weeks and stewed and stewed until I found out she had been speaking to someone about a kitten. I didn't embellish anything. I simply told two of my closest friends what happened and why the cat stopped from getting another animal, not for it to end up like this. I feel like I could be the asshole because this is affecting. Yeah, there is also an update. There's also an update. Now, I do want to say this. In one of the edits, it says, "Also, I want to assure you all that she will be okay. We are in for several surgeries, corrective and necessary, and a long recovery. But I've got her every step of the way. She will have the best of everything forever." There is an update. So, the update. I received some messages asking for an update on the tiny void baby I adopted a year and a half ago. Oh, so this post was a little over a year and a half ago, the original post. So we just received an update. Unfortunately for me, the fallout of telling people the actual reason eventually led to myself and my ex splitting. Fortunately, I think it was by far the best outcome. I ended up naming her Freya, and she is still the light of my life. For the last year and a half, we've battled hard to get her healthy. She's had her shoulder and jaw realigned, 6 teeth removed due to extreme dental issues, and we finally managed to get ear infections under control after 9 rounds of medication and surgical cleaning. I spent around 5K getting these issues fixed, and I would do it all again in a heartbeat. 5K, that's a lot of money. That's a grip. She has also gone from being extremely underweight to a healthy 7.7 pounds. She is my baby, whole world, and it's hard to imagine what my life would be like without her. Previously, she would only eat the worst food you could buy. We've managed to get her to eat premium grade wet and dry food, as well as transition on to eating some real food, fish, chicken. She plays now, loves anything that has feathers. Aww. And is always extremely grateful for any new thing she is given, be it a small tool or a cat or a new cat stand. She has 2 sisters now and 2 dog brothers who she loves to terrorize. I can imagine. She has become a "the sky is awake, so I'm awake, so get up, child." No sleep-ins allowed. She is my teddy bear and sleeps in a king-size bed every night. I am going to say that she is not the asshole at all. It seems like the friend was trying to find a quick, easy way to get rid of that cat because she didn't really want to take care of the cat. So I really feel like the person basically neglected the cat. So, honey, I'm gonna say not the asshole because you did the right thing. You did the right thing. So here's another Reddit story. Am I the asshole for not wanting to watch my brother's kids on our family vacation? I'm gonna go ahead and see what this is about to give, because when it says watching kids on family vacation, this can be some shit. I'm on vacation with my immediate family. I'm female 30, and my 2 brothers are in their late 30s. They're both married, and they each have 5 kids, total ranging in age from 3 to 9 years old. My parents are also on the trip, and I'm accompanied by my boyfriend of 2 years. When she said female 30 and her 2 brothers who are in their late 30s, I already feel like it's about to be some patriarchal, misogynistic nonsense, but I'm gonna read before I get into it. We're here for a week, and it's been really fun so far. We have a mix of days where we have activities planned and then a few free days. My family has had a text thread going for months with all of the trip planning, so we knew which days were activity versus free days. Okay, I like that plan for the activity of the trip. That's innovative. That's innovative. I like that. My boyfriend and I planned a romantic dinner for one of the free nights at a really nice restaurant on the island. We made a reservation months ago because it books up. Go ahead, honey, get that romantic dinner. I was ready to go out, and one of my sister-in-laws made a comment about me dressing up to stay in. I was confused and asked her to clarify. She said that she, my brother, and my other married brother and his wife were doing a couple spa evening experience that they booked a few days earlier, and they needed me and my boyfriend to watch all of their kids. She said my brother was supposed to have asked me earlier the day. Earlier that day, he forgot to. Number one, bitch. Number one, I understand that y'all the older siblings and y'all gonna do y'all little couples thing, but why the fuck should your sister and her boyfriend have to watch your kids? Those are your kids and your responsibility. You should have thought about that before bringing the little goblins on the trip, honey. When I explained that my boyfriend and I already had plans, she was super unsympathetic. She said they already prepaid for the spa experience, and since we hadn't paid for the dinner yet, it wouldn't make sense for them to have to cancel their plans. What the fuck? Honey, I'm sorry, sister-in-law would have got these hands and her feelings hurt, and I would have cussed out my brother as well, because why is your wife trying to make me and my boyfriend cancel our plans? You got me fucked up. I never agreed to watch their kids. I love my nieces and nephews, but my family knows I am child-free and have been for years. It's been a point of contention for a long time. I knew it was some bullshit about her not having kids. I don't understand what it is with people and families of people who have kids who also have children or have family members that don't want to have kids for whatever reason. Why do y'all feel the need to try to push your kids off on them? Do y'all think that's gonna make us want kids, or do y'all think, what do y'all think that's gonna fucking do? Like, come on. Anyway, I wouldn't mind watching them if I had been given advance notice, but to have them slapped on me when I had plans with my boyfriend made me really upset. As it should, sis. My sister-in-law said I didn't understand how much she needed the time away from her kids because I don't have kids of my own. She said I was being selfish and I could handle one night of being a mom. Bitch, that's the problem. I'm not their mom. You want time away for them? You make arrangements, but not on my time, not impeding on my time. You got me fucked up. It's not the point. I would have agreed if she had asked me months ago before my boyfriend and I made dinner plans. I checked and we wouldn't be able to get another reservation before we leave. My parents walked in on us arguing, and eventually they offered to watch the kids. They were supposed to go to a free concert on the beach together, but decided to cancel so someone could stay with the kids. I felt really bad, but my mom insisted. You know what? Mom, you good. You are a good one, because if I was them kids' parents, hell no. You better watch your own kids or cancel your plans. Because we're all here to take this trip together. There's been a group chat with everything about this fucking trip, and here you go wanting to impede on my time and then impeding on mom and dad's times. Sister-in-law, you are fucked up in the head, girl. Now it's the next day and my sister-in-law won't even look at me. I'm pissed at her too, but we're stuck here for a week, so I don't know what to do. My mom thinks I should apologize, but I feel I'm the one owed the apology here. Am I the asshole? Edit, forgot to add, we are not staying in a resort hotel that would have babysitting services. We're staying in a family friend's vacation house rental property. Wow. So, really? No, sis, you ain't the asshole. Your sister-in-law is. That's fucked up. Like, for you to. Ain't no way in hell. All of this shit was planned out. Ma'am, why couldn't you have actually set and planned something where your kids wouldn't be an inconvenience? Let alone, why the fuck would you bring them on a trip if you had intentions on ditching them and you already knew what the setup was? No, baby, you are not the asshole. I'm sorry you going through that with your family. But it really gives me that This family loved to play favorites and make concessions for certain family members, but I'm gonna leave that alone. Am I the asshole for refusing to make sure things are equal between my daughter and stepdaughter? My wife and I each brought a daughter from previous relationships into our marriage, despite being only a year apart in age. Our daughters were completely different, and that's why I'm here. Okay, I kind of already know my thoughts, but I'm gonna read a little bit further because I don't want to just look at the title and make an assumption. My daughter has always been athletic and outgoing. Growing up, she played basketball, softball, soccer, volleyball, and even golf. Go ahead, girl. You better play them sports, honey. In middle school, she picked up tennis and never looked back. I paid for her to have private lessons, and when she found out how much I was paying for those lessons, she decided that's what she wants to do as her teenage job. She's now a junior, is one of the best players on her high school team, and teaching tennis lessons. Okay, come on, daughter. She teaches elementary school kids and charges $75 per hour per kid. With her skills and outgoing personality, she has a waiting list of kids and makes about $1,200 a week. She could make more, but I limit her hours so she can concentrate on school. There you go, Dad. There you go. There you go in supporting your child. I applaud you. My stepdaughter, rather, is reserved and not very athletic. We always tried to sign her up to the same sport and team with my daughter, but she either objected or quit a couple of weeks in. I get it. Sports is not for everyone, so I never made her feel bad about it. She recently turned 16 and got a job at a burger place nearby. She's making $13 an hour and brings home less than $200 a week. My daughter recently decided that she wants to be independent by buying her clothes and electronics with her own money. Obviously, she can afford the latest styles and gadgets. She recently bought herself the top of the line Mac. Come on, girl. My stepdaughter is jealous of her sister and have been very vocal about it. While we were going to bed last night, my wife said it was unfair. One is making so much more than the other. I answered, there's nothing we can do about it, and it's a good life lesson for the girls. My wife then suggested we have my daughter use her money to help my stepdaughter buy the same things, or we cover the pay difference between the girls. I laughed because I thought she was joking, but she wasn't. We whisper argued for about an hour before we went to sleep. This morning, she brought it up again and accused said, I'm refusing because I'm playing favors, and that's an asshole move for a parent. We argued until we had to leave for work. Update. Thanks for reading my post and giving me your input. I have read through most of the replies during my lunch, and I'll get through the rest after work. I'll answer some common questions. Ooh. We tried to sign my stepdaughter up for the same sports as my daughter's because we thought it would be a bonding experience. We also wanted her to get her out of the house and meet people because she spends most of her time in her room playing World of Warcraft. We didn't make her participate, but asked that she try things for at least a couple of weeks, and then she could quit if she wanted to. We tried to get her to sign up for things that she enjoys, but she always refuses. Before getting this job, she spent most of her free time playing games, so I'm at a loss to think of any marketable skills she could leverage into tutoring. Sir, you're not the asshole. What is fair ain't gonna always be what's equal to people. I'm sorry. Your daughter has the skill set that she has, and she is using what she has. Now, your stepdaughter could easily, of course, with y'all's permission, live stream, do some things with the gaming, possibly if she wants to. But seeing that you tried to get her in things, enrolled into things that she's interested with, well then, and she didn't want them, then that's her fault. Like, baby girl, you and your mom better figure that out. And the fact that the stepmom feels that the daughter, the tennis playing daughter, or the tennis teacher should pay for her sister's stuff. No, that makes no sense. That makes no sense. So, sir, you are not the asshole. Y'all reach out to me and tell me what y'all think about these stories. If you all have Reddit stories that you all want me to read, email me at talktopriestess@gmail.com. The links are in the show notes. I'm up out this piece. Y'all live, love, and be free from the priestess. Smooches!